May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of the Silsila Spiritual Cures. As you know, the aim of this program, of this Silsila, is to try and assist via Madani pearls of advices and wada'if invocations to assist the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that is a fact that each and every one of us is going through some kind of difficulty or problem in our life. Whether it be minor problems, major problems, medical, spiritual, physical, mental, financial problems, some kind of issue is always there. And the first thing we need to realize is that this world is a world of tests, trials and tribulations. This is not the place for us to invest all of our resources and our energies, because this is the place that is temporary. This is the place which is a test for the believer, a place to plant the seeds of good deeds for a harvest in the hereafter. So this is the place of tests, trials and tribulations. You know, if we create our mindset in this manner, that I'm going to face challenges in my life, everything is not going to be smooth sailing. Everything is not going to happen as I want it to happen, as I wish for it to happen. Many things will be against what we desire, what we wish. But we need to understand this, that I'm here in this world of tests, of challenges, of difficulties, and soon all of that will expire. All those problems that I'm facing has an expiry date. When I close my eyes permanently from this world, then those problems, all of it disappear. It remains in the dunya. It does not accompany me into the grave. But if I did not prepare for comfort and safety in the grave, the real problems are going to affect us there. Before we go any further, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, a Kamil Wali of the time, a great scholar of Islam, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us that the moment we awaken in the morning, start making good intentions. Intention is what is in the heart, what is in the mind. It's better to say it so that the tongue verbally and internally is in sync, is together. It helps in concentration as well. But it is sufficient for it to be in the mind, in the heart. That is intention. So start making good intentions from the time we awaken. Let's make some now. That, O Allah Azza wa Jal, that I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. We hear this narration so many times, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Have I started to act upon that? Have I started to make good intentions before I do any good actions? Of course, if one is contemplating on doing some evil actions, we can't make good intentions there, then it's not allowed. But for any permissible act or action, do I make good intentions? And this is one of the huge benefits of Dawud Islami amongst many. There's a constant reminder from Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, from Araqeen Shura Muballighin as well, make good intentions before you start your Madani Mashwara, your meeting, make good intentions when you awaken in the morning, before you eat, before you drink, before you do any good act, make good intentions. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So whatever other good intentions you can think of, make it now to gain maximum reward from the merciful court of Almighty Allahu Azza wa Jal. There are so many wonderful blessings, benefits, and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite large amounts of Durood e Pak, salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said in the summary of a hadith that the person who recites Durood e Pak, salawat, 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Do you want that? We all want that. That, you know, before I leave permanently from this dunya, that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shows me my place where I will be in paradise, in heaven, in Jannah. We have to work for it. Jannah is not cheap. We have to do good deeds properly for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So make good intentions and recite Durood e Pak, dedicate some time for Qur'an e Pak, Dhikrullah, Istighfar. These things are going to help us, if only we can realize that in the grave when I'm going to be all alone, my good deeds will help me. Through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, my good deeds will help me. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today we are going to try to cover an aspect that we all have to do. All of us, we are in need of it. It's a need of a human being. And it is something that if we don't get to do or we don't get sufficient amounts of it, will impair us, will create mental problems, psychological problems, and many other problems as well. And I'm talking about sleep. We all need to sleep. Some people need to sleep more than others. For one person, maybe 5 hours, 6 hours might be sufficient sleep. For another person, maybe 7 hours, maybe 8 hours. A person, hypothetically, if a person lives till 60 years old, and if they sleep for 8 hours a day, then 1/3 of their life was spent in sleeping. 20 years of their life, sleeping. Amazing. Allahu Akbar. But sleep we need. It is something which is obvious, that it's natural, and it's needed for each and every one of us, in order to rejuvenate us, to refresh us, to give our, not only body, but our minds as well, our organs, our eyes, our ears, our hearing, ability to hear and see, our minds, our brains, to give it some time to refresh. Although, whilst we are sleeping, certain bodily actions still take place. The internal organs are still doing their jobs. Whilst we are fast asleep and we are in dreamland, the heart is still pumping, still beating. The blood is still flowing throughout the body to give it the much needed oxygen to the different cells, nutrients to the different cells. Subhanallah. Some research even mentions that sleep plays a housekeeping role to remove toxins in the brain, which builds up when you are awake during the day, the stress of life. So certain toxins may build up in the brain, and sleeping, it assists in cleaning, removing those toxins. If a person does not get quality sleep, sleeping sufficiently at the correct times then this affects them in different ways, because sleep is as essential for a human being in particular as water, as food. You know what will happen? If you cut off the water and you stop the food, a person is going to die of thirst. A person will die from starvation. And if a person does not get a sufficient amount of rest, of sleep, then it will adversely and negatively affect his mind and his life as well. Sleep is important for a number of different brain functions. For example, how the nerve cells, the neurons, they communicate with each other. And as I mentioned, your brain still stays awake. Whilst you are asleep, your brain stays awake, but the sleep itself gives it a rest, in the sense that it removes the toxins, some of the toxins that have built up during the day, from your brain itself. But otherwise, it stays awake. Like many other internal organs, they continue doing their work involuntarily, without us even realizing it. We don't think that, okay, now my stomach needs to digest the food, and then it must go into the small intestine, and then the large intestine, my liver needs to play its role, and my heart, okay, now it's beating, it's pumping blood. We don't think about these things. It's happening. So it's something which is involuntary. It happens. This is the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a believer and a Muslim's perspective. All of this, the functioning of the body, leave the rest of creation, the human being I'm talking about. Subhanallah, the ability to see, and not even the greatest of the best of cameras or phones can match with the pixels that the eye is able to see. That amount, subhanallah, azza wa jal, that clarity. What about the other functionings of the body? And then the believer will say, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, this is the power of my creator, my sustainer, my Allah Azza wa Jal. All praises are due to Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to share a few advices, some tips, because it is unbelievable that how many people out there do not or cannot get a good night's rest, a good night's sleep. Many people, you may know some, perhaps yourself even. It may not be a continuous thing, but you may have it every now and then, or maybe often, that a person may suffer from insomnia. Insomnia is the inability to sleep, to get proper sleep so that you wake up refreshed in the morning. Now you think about it. If your sleep is disturbed for whatever kinds of reasons, whether it's medical, whether it's spiritual, or any other reason, and every half an hour, every 1 hour you are getting up, what's going to happen to you when you need to finally get up for your salah, for your fajr salah, preferably for tahajjud salah, and then for your work or college or studies? What will happen? Will you really be able to focus? You will not be able to concentrate. You'll be groggy and cranky, and you'll feel irritable, because you did not get proper sleep. So we're going to cover some of those advices, which are especially for those people who find it difficult to fall asleep, and most especially for those who are suffering from insomnia. Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us a good sleep, a sleep that we fulfill the sunan. There's many different sunnats that are there, that for sleeping itself, in which position do I sleep? That and much more we're going to share in a moment or two. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so let's quickly cover the times that it is disliked to sleep. Makruh, certain times are makruh and disliked to sleep in those times. For example, in the beginning of the day and also between Maghrib and Isha, that time as well, it is not recommended. It is disliked and makruh to sleep during those times. Sleeping on one's stomach is also discouraged. In fact, it is mentioned in a summary of a narration. The beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw a person who was lying down on his stomach and said that this is a method of lying down that Allah does not like. So how many of us are guilty of this? That we sleep on our stomach. It's no good for us. So sleeping in the beginning of the day, disliked. Sleeping between Maghrib and Isha, disliked. Sleeping on one's belly, on one's stomach, is disliked by Allah Azza wa Jal. This is from the truthful lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if I have this habit, or if I sleep in this manner, this blessed hadith must be an eye-opener for me, and I need to change. Keep these things in mind and share it with others. Remember what you learn. I'm hoping that you have a diary or a notebook out. Whenever you're watching Silsilas of Madani channel, have a diary, have a notebook, because ink is the best memory. By the time this Silsila and this program ends, how much would I have retained in my mind? How much would I remember? But if I'm quickly jotting down the important points, and then let's see tomorrow, my child or my sibling or another Muslim says, hey, you know what? I'm just having some restless nights, I'm unable to sleep. Then you can share that. You know, okay, you know what? Let me share some Madani pearls with you that I picked up from Madani channel. I'm just giving you an example, but there's many other wonderful and beautiful informative silsilas on Madani channel. And above all is Madani Mudhakarah, which is the prime silsila and show of Madani channel. And there you'll find, you'll see, you'll make ziyarah of the Kamil Wali of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah himself, generally every Saturday evenings, where he's live and he answers questions on different topics. Imagine if you wrote those down and you shared it with your children or your grandchildren, if you have any, or with your siblings, with other Muslims. Lots to learn. And through this knowledge that we are gaining, we get empowerment, we get motivation, we get encouragement to practice the deen, practice Islam, practice the sunnah, practice the teachings of Al-Quran, and motivation and encouragement to obey Allah and obey Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are going to sleep, then think that, you know, okay, I'm going to sleep. I don't know if I'm going to wake up in the morning. Before you sleep, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah advises us, go relieve yourself, make your istinja, make wudu, and perform 2 rakat of Salatul Tawbah. Do your fikr Madina, muhasaba, jaiza for nek a'amal. So when you're doing a stock take of your life for that day, and you're asking yourself several questions. Nobody's asking you, you are asking yourself. And this actually you can download from dawoodislami.net, or it's a free download as well from App Store, from Play Store, called Pious Deeds Nek A'mal. And any Muslim out there that wants to change their life, that wants to be the change in their life, if they want to initiate the change, Nek A'mal is a great support, a great helper, with positive results if it is punctually filled and acted upon. And you'll monitor your own progress. So do this before you go to sleep. Do some recollection and introspection of your day. What did I do today? What sin did I commit today? What bad? Did I hurt anybody's feeling? Did I violate anybody's rights? And for each one, Make tawbah. After your salatul tawbah, you're making dua. You're filling out your Nek A'mal booklet. It's available now. The soft copy is available as well. And then you make dua and ask Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for forgiveness for each and everything, whatever wrong a person has done, whatever sin has been committed. If I hurt somebody's feelings, if you're able to, pick up the phone and apologize. Sincerely apologize. Otherwise, make a firm commitment to apologize to them the next day. And like this, you make dua for yourself, for protection of iman, for your family members, for the ummah, wherever they're suffering. I'm sure news does reach you as well, that in some part of the world, there would be Muslims who are going through greater trials and difficulties than you and I, whose properties may be destroyed, whose belongings, whose loved ones could be oppressed, and whose lives would be taken unjustly. Make dua for yourself, for your family, for your locality, for your community, and for the Muslims at large. So think that, you know, I'm going to sleep. Think about the grave as well. Some people don't like to hear the grave, the qabr, the circumstances in the grave. But it's something that's going to happen to each and every one of us, and we have to prepare. Whatever it is, we have to prepare for it. If we don't prepare, who do you think is going to suffer? Who do you think is going to have deep regrets? We, me, you, we'll have, and who's going to worry about us when we're down there in the grave? The time is now to prepare. So when you're going to sleep and you finish your Salatul Tawbah, you finish your dua, Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah also advises us to do Tajdeed Iman, to renew our Iman. There's a possibility a person could have said something that can reach to the level of disbelief of kufr, and the person would not realize it. So as a precaution, do Tajdeed Iman every night before you sleep. And teach your children as well. It's very simple. That you say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if I did any kufr, knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally, Ya Allah, amik tawbah, I sincerely repent of that kufr. And I renew my iman. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you go to your bedding, you dust your bedding. This is also a practice that Islam teaches us. Say Bismillah three times. Dust your bedding. And when you're going to sleep, then recite some tasbih, recite tahmid and tahleel, which is Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah. Recite these adhkar. Recite the dua before sleeping. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Allah. Have you ever thought of the meaning, the translation of this dua? Learn the meaning. So when you're reciting the dua, you think at the same time of the meaning, the translation, which is, O Almighty Allah, I die and I live with your name. Meaning I sleep and awaken with your name. Because sleep is the brother of death. It is as if a person is dead, unconscious. And we have no clue if we're going to wake up from that death, from that sleep. So, Ya Allah, with your name I sleep. And with your name I awaken death and life. When boys and girls reach the age of 10 years old, they should not be made to sleep with each other on the same bed. Brothers and sisters included, 10 years old. Even they should not sleep, a girl of 10 should not sleep with a girl of the same age. and a boy of the same age, or with a boy of 10, should not sleep with a boy of the same age or with older people, even with the parents as well. So parents out there, mothers, fathers, if your children have reached that age of 10 years old, they should not sleep with you on the same bed. Allahu Akbar. I forgot to mention that before you retire to bed, before or even after your Salatul Tawbah and your filling your nek a'mal, making your dua, tajdeed iman, when you're closing the doors and the windows, ensure that you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and you close. You close the doors, you lock the doors, you close the windows. This will prevent the jinn from entering into your home. It creates a barrier to inhibit and to stop the entry, because they fly out and they go looking for a place to stay. And this is where many homes suffer from domestic problems, because of interference from the jinn, from the shayateen, from the devils as well. So stop them from entering into your home to create problems in your home, between spouses, between parents and the children as well. Finally, when you're on your bed, then try to sleep on your right side. Right side, with your right palm under your right cheek. This is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, facing towards the Qibla. Try your best. And we can earn thawab by sleeping as well. If we sleep according to the sunnah, the method of the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How wonderful is that? The person is earning. We are talking about the superficial wealth of this world, the temporary wealth of this world. We're talking about that reward, those earnings, which will help you and I in the grave and on the day of judgment as well. Subhanallah. So sleep according to the sunnah. Even if it's for a little while, sleep in that manner. And then you read your du'as, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, your tasbihat, adhkar, recite ayatul kursi. If you don't know it, learn it. It is very effective, very powerful, that a person who recites ayatul kursi at the time of going to sleep, an angel is appointed to protect that person. Subhanallah. And if you don't know it, make an effort to learn it. Dawud Islami is there to help you. Dawud Islami has Madrasatul Madina for kids, for teens, and specialized Madrasatul Madina classes for grown-ups. And even better, for the benefit of the Ummah, Madrasatul Madina online is available, where you can learn how to recite the Quran properly with tajweed and makharij, where you can learn the finer details of salah, of wudu, of ghusl, of fard ulum. More than 30 different courses are available online. Take advantage of these things and never ever stop developing yourself. Never stop learning. Our teachers used to tell us that always consider yourself as talibul ilm, as a student of knowledge. Never feel that, you know what, I've studied so many years, I've read so many books, listened to so many lectures, I know so much. It's a trick of shaitan. And that's where he whispers. Ostentation, riya, showing off, pride, arrogance will start bubbling up. That will slowly erase rewards and good deeds of a person without them even realizing it. Another thing our teacher used to tell us, consider yourself as a student of deen, a student of knowledge, and keep yourself as an empty cup. Because a cup that is full, you cannot add anything more. Not even a drop. It will spill over. But an empty cup can take a lot, can take more knowledge, more wisdom from teachers, from the ulama. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another thing that we must not do is apply henna, mehndi to one's beard or hair and sleep. According to a herbalist, a hakim, sleeping after applying mehndi, henna may cause side effects to the eyes, to the eyesight of a person. So be careful of this. Another beautiful thing to do when going to sleep is to use a miswak sharif. Miswak sharif, our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use often. He would use a miswak when making wudu. So use a miswak as well. You know, they say when you wake up in the morning, brush your teeth. When you going to sleep, brush your teeth. Use a miswak. Get a nice miswak, a fresh miswak, and use that. It will do wonders for your teeth and your gums as well. And it will eliminate any bad odors. So you get the medical benefits, the physical benefits, and spiritual benefits as well. If you're using it because my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam used it, you're earning thawab. So you're benefiting in both worlds, spiritually and physically as well. That's the beauty of Islam. You get medical, physical, mental, psychological benefits. And then you get spiritual benefits with it as well. But our focus must be on doing it to obey the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then those, if we do it with sincerity, with the correct intentions, then those medical benefits, they will also come through. Those physical benefits will be experienced, and those spiritual benefits will also be obtained. Allahu Akbar. Don't forget to set your alarm to awaken in the morning, preferably for tahajjud salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always perform his tahajjud salah. And that's one of the times one must make dua. If you're going through difficulties in your life, find these times to ask Allah, to beg Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Try to keep a regular sleep pattern or sleeping hours, your routine. Try to keep it regular. One needs to create a restful environment. If it is too hot, then it will cause difficulty in sleeping. Try to keep your room cool. Try to put block out or black out curtains, which blocks out light that also interferes with one's sleep. When you're on the bed, relax your muscles, your facial muscles, your limbs, your body. Imagine you relaxing them and physically relax them. Take in a few deep breaths to calm yourself, to relax yourself. If you need to, and if you are suffering from insomnia, have a hot bath. Have a hot bath, but make sure that your room temperature is cool and your bed is not uncomfortable. One of the things you must invest in is a good bed. We spend so much of money on takeouts, on vacations, on things which are not necessary. Invest in a good bed so you get a good night's rest. Keep your phones and devices away, way before you go to sleep, because that affects especially the blue light that you see on the screen, that's emitted from the screen. It increases alertness and it delays the release of melatonin, which is the sleep-inducing hormone. And worse for children. Don't let children near the phone or tablet or whatever it may be, any device, before they're going to sleep. If you have something important on your mind, write it down. Have your diary, have a notebook. Write it down. Put your date. This is because this thing is warning me. This is my mind. I need to accomplish these things. Write it down. So in a sense, you clear your mind out of those things. So once your mind is more clear, you can focus on sleeping. Allahu Akbar. The person who is unable to sleep must recite the following, and it will help a person greatly. Or somebody else can recite it, but this must be done abundantly. Instead of counting sheep, recite, La ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, continuously. But don't recite so loud that the person gets disturbed. Maybe the person, because of some pain, can't sleep. Recite this slowly, softly, not too loud by them. Also, if a person is not experiencing any pain but cannot sleep, recite La ilaha illallahu 11 times and then blow on yourself. Durood e Pak once before and after. If a person can't sleep because of nightmares, then recite the following 21 times every day. Ya mutakabbiru, ya mutakabbiru, ya mutakabbiru. 21 times Durood e Pak once before and after. If you have a nightmare and you awaken, then turn to your left side and spit 3 times. Just the sound, not the saliva. Because if somebody is sleeping there, you don't want to wake them up. And then get into an argument. So just the sound, recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Because nightmares are induced by shaytan, iblis, the cursed and humiliated one. Allahu Akbar. Try not to oversleep. Oversleeping causes medical problems, causes lethargy, makes a person lazy, and can create medical problems as well. When you awaken, use a miswak, recite the dua, Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhin nushur. And all praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has given us life after death, and to Him we shall return. Try to get a ta'weed from a ruhani ilaj stall. This also will help, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.